The U.S. military continues its largest mobilization since the Gulf War of a decade ago. Warplanes, ships, and troops are moving closer to possible terrorism targets in Afghanistan and other parts of the world. Officials today, however, dampen speculation that Iraq might be one of the initial targets. More on the military situation from NPR's David Molpis.
Among the latest military forces receiving deployment orders are Air Force communications personnel from Robins Air Force Base in Georgia. The 5th Combat Communications Group specializes in setting up satellite, phone, and air traffic control systems in austere locations. While base officials confirmed today's call-up, they aren't saying anything about where the unit might be headed. However, in training, they are often linked up with special operations ground troops. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld confirmed today the U.S. lost contact with an unmanned spy plane that was part of a reconnaissance mission, but he disputed Afghan claims that they shot down the aircraft. Rumsfeld said the U.S. has no reason to believe it was hit, just that contact was lost, and he declined to say where the aircraft was operating. The Secretary did say that the U.S. is positioning forces around the world to be ready to carry out a variety of anti-terrorist missions. That capability could be seriously hamstrung without help from some key Arab states, especially Saudi Arabia. The Associated Press today quotes a Saudi official saying the U.S. cannot use a key command center there to direct airstrikes in the region. Secretary Rumsfeld was asked about the Saudi position on CBS TV's Face the Nation today, and he gave a carefully worded response.
We have gotten everything that we from Saudi Arabia that we have asked them to do. Now, we have not asked them to do some things. The important thing, however, is that we have to remember that every country has a different circumstance.
Secretary of State Colin Powell, commenting on the same reports about discord with Saudi Arabia, today praised the Saudi cooperation and said there are, as he put it, no showstoppers there. Apparently, negotiations are continuing. Some administration officials reportedly have favored an attack on Iraq instead of Afghanistan because of the difficulties Afghanistan presents in finding and hitting worthwhile targets. Iraq is high on the State Department's list of states supporting terrorism, but so far no convincing evidence has been produced that links Iraq to the recent attacks in the U.S. Secretary Powell, speaking on ABC TV's This Week program, said Iraq is not central to this campaign, at least in its initial phases. Powell said the president has made clear that bin Laden and his supporters are the primary targets.
He has not ruled out what we might do in later phases, and all of that remains as options to him. But right now we're focusing on what he said we were focusing on Thursday night.
Defense Secretary Rumsfeld underscored, however, that going after bin Laden means the U.S. is casting a very wide net that will include not just organizations, but countries.
There's no way in the world that a network can function as effectively over such a long period of time with such excellent finances and false passports and all of the intelligence information they had to have without the being fostered and facilitated and assisted and financed by states and by businesses and by non-governmental organizations and by corporations. It is a large network.
Administration officials again said the arsenal being used in this war includes not just military actions, but freezing of bank accounts, intelligence sharing, changed political attitudes, and a show of American resolve and resilience. As Secretary Powell put it, Americans need to go back to work, go to ball games, and not hide under tables. David Malpas, NPR News, Washington.